guys.
John.
Yeah.
Do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, totally.
I know he's your best friend, but you do live with him.
I know.
It's not that I don't like Ed. Ed, it's not that I don't like you.
Sorry?
It's just be nice if we could...
Fuck.
Spend a bit more time together.
Bollocks.
Just the two of us.
Cock it.
It's just with Ed here. It's no wonder I always bring my flatmates out and then that only exacerbates things.
What do you mean?
Well, you guys hardly get on, do you?
Now, what does exacerbate mean?
It means, to make things worse.
Right. Well, I mean, it's not that I don't like David and Di, you know. Guys, it's not that I don't like you.
What?
And it's not that I don't want to spend time with you, because I do. It's just, Ed doesn't have too many friends. Can I get any of you cunts a drink? Anybody?
No, thank you.
I know friends are important, sure. But you do actually have to set some quality time aside for yourself.
Yeah, I mean, Gus is always taking me to see these listed buildings and, you know, I'm always dragging him to the theatre.
I'm not so hot on theatre.
Well, how am I nice to meet you? It's your anniversary soon, isn't it?
It was last week.
Did you do anything special?
We came here.
Sean! Hold on!
Sean, what I'm trying to say is I need something a little more. More than spending every night in the Winchester. I want to get out there and do more interesting stuff. I want to live a little. I want you to want to do it too.
Oh, listen to me. You can sound like your mum. Not that I know what she sounds like.
You still haven't met his mum.
Not yet.
You have to get along with your mum, Sean.
No, it's not that I don't get on with her.
Are you ashamed by your mum, Sean?
No, I love my mum.
Yeah, I love his mum.
Ed.
She's like butter.
Ed.
Sean.
Guys.
Sean.
Liz. Look, I understand what you're trying to say, okay? And I agree. You should get out there. We'll start tomorrow. All right, I'll book a restaurant. You know, the place that does all the fish. Just the two of us. Things will change. Promise.
Very sure.
Time, gentlemen!
Sean?
The front door was open again last night. I'm not saying it was you.
I know, man. I'm saying it was Ed. Right.
I can't live like this. Yeah, stuck at the state of it. We're not students anymore.
Pete.
I mean, it's not like he even brings any real money into the house.
Well, he brings a bit.
What? Dealing drugs?
Oh, he sells a bit of weed every now and again, you know? You've sold pot.
Yeah, once. At college. To you.
Well, look... I've known him since primary school. You know, I like having him around. He's a laugh.
What, because he can impersonate an orangutan? Fuck a doodle-do.
I'll leave him alone.
All right. I admit, he can be pretty funny on occasion. Like that time we stayed up all night drinking apple schnapps and playing Tekken 2.
Oh, yeah. When was that?
That was 5 years ago. When's he going home?
Hey, man, listen. All top left.
Uh-huh.
What's it say?
Reload?
I'm on it. Since...
Oh, sorry, shot.
Thanks.
2 seconds.
You alright, Noodle?
Hello, mate. Got anything?
No, man.
But Evil says she was awesome.
I ain't got nothing.
What? You ain't got nothing to solve?
I've only got an Emery myself. Alright. Later. Listen.
Ed? Since you're not working at the moment, could you please clean up a bit?
Yep.
And if you play the answer machine, could you take down everyone's messages, not just your own?
Yep.
It's not that taxing, is it?
Watching something on a little scrap of paper? No.
Wait. Dom, hi.
Come on, it was pretty funny.
You do what I said.
I ain't doing nothing for him.
What? Do it for me, then. Oh, I'm sorry, Sean.
It's all right.
No. I'm sorry, Sean.
Oh! Oh, my God, that's rotten!
I'll stop doing them when you stop laughing.
I am not laughing. I'm going.
Get that.
You get it!
Tied up today, so when you put the table, can you make it 8 rather than 7? I'll try it at work. Bye.
Hey, you're dead.
Is there some change, please, Miss?
Yeah.
Nelson.
Hello, my friend. Not me today?
No, that's a bit early for me.
Gather round, everyone. Gather round, please.
Gather round. Now, as well as Mr. Sloman being off today, I'm afraid Ash is feeling a little bit under the weather, so I will be taking charge as the
oldest
senior staff member. So if we can all just pull together, I know that...
Hello? Hello, mate.
Noel.
I was totally munted last night. Yeah, I spoke to him.
He's only got Emery.
All right, mate. Later.
Continue. Thank you. As Mr. Sloman always says, there's no I in team, but there is an I in pie. There's an I in meat pie. So the anagram of meat is team. I don't know what he's talking about. Look, that's it. And Noel, phone's off here. It's not a social gathering.
Yeah, all right. Keep your hair on, Grandad.
Hey, whoa. I'm 29, for Christ's sakes. How old are you? 20? 21?
17.
Hey, well. Look, I know you don't want to be here forever. You know, I've got things I want to do in my life.
When? You got red on you.
Hello, mate.
This one comes with a basic sort of digital package. You've got your lifestyle channels there, a bit of Trisha. You've got entertainment, I don't know what that is. News, all the basic news channels.
Like Joel!
Yeah, I'm with customers.
It's your dad.
He's not my dad. He's my stepdad. Philip.
Sean. I trust you haven't forgotten about tomorrow.
No.
Your bi-monthly visit.
No, I haven't forgotten.
Perhaps you could bring the flowers you forgot to bring Barbara on Mother's Day.
I was gonna.
And not a cheap posy from a garage forecourt.
I wasn't gonna.
Well, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow, then.
Okay.
You've got red on you.
sure this wasn't a social gathering?
What?
I come to your house to speak to your dad.
A, he's not my dad. Okay, he's my stepdad. And B, it was an emergency.
What, like buying your mum some flowers?
No, no matter what you might think, okay, I do not find it difficult to keep my work and my social life separate.
George!
Listen.
Hello?
Hello,
it's
me.
Hello.
Just quickly, did you get my message?
Yep.
Oh, so it's all okay then?
Yep.
8 o'clock, the place was all fish.
Yep.
Oh, cool, well, that's great. Just ring me later.
Goodbye, Liz.
Bye.
Liz from head office. It's nothing to panic about.
Sir?
Sorry, there for my mum.
The wonderful mum? Or pal? So for mum?
The first one.
So are you living around here?
Yeah, are you?
Yeah, I just bought a place, actually. What? I know, it's a place. You still with...
Liz.
That's great. Glad somebody made it. How long's that been now?
3 years ago last week, actually.
Oh, do you do anything special?
Well, we'll go out for a meal tonight, actually.
Oh, anywhere nice?
You gonna thank me then?
For what?
Tidying up.
Well, it doesn't look that tidy.
Oh, I had a few beers when I finished.
Hello, Butchie's good help, please.
Got your messages.
What?
Well, your mum rang about going around tomorrow night, and then Liz rang about the two of you eating out tonight, and then your mum rang back to see if I wanted to eat her out tonight.
What?
Hello, Butchie's.
Yeah, hi. I know this is really short notice and everything, but could you possibly do me a table for two for tonight at about 8?
No, sorry, we just gave away the last table.
Wasn't true about your mum.
What am I going to do? Where are we going to go?
To Winchester.
Don't be stupid. I don't do food.
There's a brother like that, and you want to do your toasting.
Ed, this is serious. Hello.
Hello, it's me.
Hello.
So, what's the plan then?
Yeah, there's been a bit of a mix-up with the table, babe.
What do you mean?
They're full up.
But I thought you said it was all okay.
Yeah.
You didn't book it, did you, Sean?
No.
So, what is the plan then?
The Winchester? Diane, can you let me in, please?
I'm not sure this is the best time, Sean.
Oh, come on.
Lizzie doesn't want to see you, Sean. Go away.
Just open the door.
She doesn't want to see you, Sean.
What do you want me to do? Do you want me to climb up the wall, come through the window? Because I will.
You're not coming in.
All right. See you in a minute.
Don't.
Liz, can we just talk about this? You know, let's go out.
Well, it's for Winchester.
Well, do you want to?
No, I don't fucking want to!
Okay! I just thought,
it's not the only place in the world, Sean!
We could go to the Shepherd's then. They do tie in there, no?
I'm going out with David and Di.
Well, let's all go together.
What, you hang out with my friend? Sorry, a failed actress and a twat!
But that's harsh.
Your words!
I did not call Diane a failed actress. Go out, you know, let's go somewhere and have a laugh. Things will be fine, I promise.
You promised you'd stop smoking when I did.
What?
You promised you'd go back to the gym. You promised you'd try drinking red wine instead of beer.
Well,
you promised you'd come on a holiday with me.
Well, we went to Greece, didn't we?
We met it in Greece.
That's a rave.
It's just not the same. You promised things would change.
You promised you'd get us free cable.
I'm working on that.
Okay.
Well, I can give it smoking. I can give it whenever I want. Look, see? Don't need them. What was the next one?
Colin? Not enough, Sean.
Basically, I'd say your nine lives were up, Sean.
Get fucked, Four Eyes! Why don't you go out there, you love her so much?
What do you mean by that? I don't know what he meant by that.
Got your these.
To a wonderful mum.
Oh, yeah, that's because I thought it would be funny, because what you said last night about me, you know, that would be my mum and that, and it's just a little joke, it's something I just thought of, spur of the moment.
That's your moment name?
Yeah.
Smooth. If I didn't do something, I'm going to end up in that pub every night for the rest of my life like those other sad old fuckers, drinking myself to death, wondering what the hell happened.
What do you mean, do something? Pig snacks? What more do you want? Oh. Your favourite monkey? Shall I do Clyde? See, I knew you'd get over it. This on
some random.
Oh, for fuck's sake, John! Yes, please, mate. You know what we should do tomorrow? Keep drinking. We'll have a Bloody Mary first thing. Have a bite of the King's Head. Couple of the Little Princess. We'll stagger back in. Back at the bar for Charles. How's that for a slice of fried gold?
No.
Come on, man. Talk to me.
She said if she stayed with me, she'd end up coming in here every night for the rest of her life, like these sad old fuckers, drinking herself to death, wondering what the hell happened.
That is harsh. These are rich, interesting characters.
Like who?
Snowy Gibbs. Always surrounded by women. He's a bigamist. Strangled his first wife with a draft excluder. And invented the mobile disco.
What about her, that?
Cockicidal maniac. She's an ex-porn star. She's done it all. They say she started in the world's first interracial arc on loop. Café au lait.
Okay, what about John then?
North London Mafia. It's true, Big Al says so.
Yeah, well, Big Al also says dogs can't look up.
Think about it. Andy for Blake. Gruff demeanor. Bernie, the trophy wife. He's connected. Why do you think there's a rifle above the bar?
Because the pub's called the Winchester.
Exactly. See? You don't need Liz to have a good time.
Oh, I don't, man.
No. No, hey, look at me. Can I just say one more thing? I'm not going to say, you know, there's plenty more fish in the sea. I'm not going to say if you love her, let her go. And I'm not going to bombard you with cliches. But what I will say is this. It's not the end of the world.
Sorry, we're closed!
Pissing. Dude.
white lines. Visions, dreams of passion going through my mind. And all the while I think of you.
What's wrong, right, Alan? You had your tea?
Something of a phenomenon. Telling my body to come along. Cause white lines blow away. Shush. Blow! I get higher, girl.
What's he do? Just say bass.
Or freeze.
What a tip.
You want to take
Don't scratch it!
Second album I ever bought!
It's 4 a.m.
It's Saturday!
No, it's not. It's fucking Sunday. And I've got to go to fucking work in 4 fucking hours because every other fucker in my fucking department is fucking ill. Then can you see why I'm so fucking angry?
Fuck yeah!
Hey, Pete, look, I'm sorry. We've had a couple of drinks. We split up with Liz tonight.
Just keep it down, yeah.
Freak.
What
was that? Nothing.
No, come on, stop it, we're friends!
He's not my friend, he's a fucking idiot!
What's that supposed to mean?
It means, why don't you fuck off? You want to live like an animal? Go live in a shed, you sick fuck!
Oh, leave him alone!
Stop defending him, Sean! All he ever does is hold you back! Or does it make your life easier having someone around who's more of a loser than you are?
What's that supposed to mean?
You know what I mean. I assume it was Liz who did the dumping. Sort your fucking life out, mate!
What's up with your hand, man?
I got mugged on the way home from work.
By who?
I don't know, some crackheads or something. One of them bit me.
Why did they bite you?
I don't know, I didn't stop to ask them! No. I've got a splitting headache, and your stupid hip-hop isn't helping. And the front door is open! Again!
It's not hip-hop. It's electro, prick. Next time I see him...
Hello, Sean, it's me. Look, I'm going to be a bit tied up today, so when you put the table, can you make it 8 rather than 7? I'll try it at work. Bye.
Hello, Pickle. It's me, Mum. Dad said he saw you in town today and mentioned you might be visiting tomorrow, which would be lovely. Will you be bringing Elizabeth with you this time? Only we can't wait to meet her finally. And also, I was wondering if she wanted anything special for lunch. Because these days lots of people don't eat meat.
Do you want anything from the shop? Cornetto. Nelson, have you got any papers? Nelson. I owe you about 15p.
So I haven't got any change. I didn't even have enough at the fucking shop. So. Oh,
although no one official is prepared to comment, religious groups are calling it Judgment Day. There's
as an increasing number of reports of
serious attacks on
people who are literally being eaten alive.
A witness reports are sketchy. One unifying detail seems to be that the attackers in many instances appear to be
dead excited to have with us here a sensational chart-topping
or ideological connection between those committing the atrocities and perhaps more alarmingly
there's a girl in the garden.
Their behavior. The emergency services
what?
Have been overrun with calls
in the garden, there's a girl.
The armed forces will be called in to provide backup and assistance. Scientists are still trying to establish the cause and nature of the phenomenon. And they're not sure as to whether it is the result of...
Excuse me? Excuse me? Hello?
Oi!
Hey! Oh, my God. She's so drunk.
What have you had, love?
Oh, think she likes you.
Shut up.
Think she wants a cuddle.
It's not as serious. I'm just going to have a relationship.
Something!
Wait there.
Ed!
2 seconds.
Jeez, look, I'm really flat and everything, really. But I just...
And hold it there.
Just get her off me! Jeez!
Oh. What's up with her eye? Now, seriously, Mary, I'm warning you, okay? I'm going to have to get physical. I mean it. This is it. I'm going to... Fuck off!
What's going on?
Shit, it's engaged.
How about an ambulance?
It's engaged, Ed.
Fire engine.
It's one number, Ed, and it's busy. Okay, what do you want a fire engine for, anyway?
Anything with flashing lights, you know?
They fell out there.
Yeah. What do you think we should do?
Have a sit down?
There are reports of chaos on the motorways as thousands of people attempt to flee the cities. The M1, the M3, M4, M6...
Do you think this is the same thing?
...and M68 are all at a standstill. The Home Office has issued a statement urging people to stay in their homes and await further instruction. Ensure all residences are secure with all doors and windows firmly locked and barricaded. Police is...
For God's sake! Oh, he's got armor! Get him!
I'm going to shut the front door. You see his head go.
We should get out there.
No, we should stay inside.
Come on, we can take him.
Look, the man said to stay indoors.
Oh, fuck the man!
Look, as long as they're out there and we're in here, we're safe.
The attackers can be stopped by removing the head or destroying the brain. I'll repeat that, by removing the head or destroying the brain.
Hey!
Go for the head.
Now what?
We'll have to get more stuff.
What's in the shed?
I don't know, it's locked.
Why is it locked?
It's always been locked.
Well, I don't know, we're gonna...
Oh. Oh, no, that's the second half we ever bought!
No!
Now, some of these are limited...
What was that?
I think it was Blue Monday.
That was the original presser. For fuck's sake.
Purple Rain.
No.
Sign of the Times.
Definitely not.
The Batman soundtrack.
Throw it.
Okay. Oh, Dire Straits.
Throw it.
Stone Roses.
No.
Same coming.
I like it.
Ah. Oh. Chardin. That's Liz's.
Yeah, but she did dump you.
Hello? There's some girl in a shed.
So you said it was locked.
Which one's your one, girl or bloke?
The first one.
In all cases, people receiving bites have experienced headaches and nausea and developed symptoms similar to those displayed by their attackers. If you know someone who has been bitten, it is absolutely essential that you isolate them immediately. The public are being strongly advised not to approach anyone.
Pete!
Why don't we just go up?
Oh, no, don't go up there.
Why not?
Because A, he might be one of them, and B, he might still be annoyed.
Pete!
Maybe he went into work.
How come he didn't drive?
Skis are still here. Well, maybe he got a lift. He said he wasn't feeling very well.
Pete!
Oi, prick!
He's not in.
You got a fag?
No, I've given up.
Since when?
Since...
Come on, babe. Oh, she's engaged. That was quick.
Ed, this is serious. Liz!
Sean.
Mum, hi. I was going to call you. Are you okay?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, are you sure?
Some men tried to get into the house.
Well, are they still there?
I'm not sure. We've shut the curtains.
Well, did you try the police?
Well, I thought about it.
Well, are you okay? Did they hurt you?
No, I'm fine.
Mum?
Well, they were a bit bitey.
Mum, have you been bitten?
No, but Philip has.
Oh, okay.
Has she been bitten?
No, Philip has. Oh, okay. Listen, Mum, what sort of state is he in?
Oh, he's fine. Bit under the weather.
I see. What's the deal? We may have to kill my stepdad. Listen, Mum, sit tight, okay? You're not safe there. We're coming over.
I don't want to cause a fuss.
We're coming to get you, Barbara.
So, what's the plan?
Right. We take Pete's car, we drive over to Mum's, we go in... Take care of Philip.
I'm so sorry, Philip.
Then we grab Mum, we go over to Liz's place, pull up, have a cup of tea, and wait for all this to blow over.
Why have we got to go to Liz's?
Because we do.
She dumped you.
I have to know if she's all right.
Why?
Because I love her.
All right, gay.
I'm not staying there, though.
Why not?
If we hole up, I want to be somewhere familiar... I want to know where the exits are, and I want to be allowed to smoke.
Okay. Take Pete's car, go round Mum's, go in, deal with Philip.
Sorry, Philip.
Grab Mum, go to Liz's, pick her up, bring her back here, have a cup of tea, and wait for all this to blow over.
Perfect.
No, 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 wait, we can't bring him back here.
Why not?
Well, it's not exactly safe, is it?
Yeah. Look at the state of it.
Where's safe? Where's familiar?
Where can I smoke?
Take car, go to Mum's, kill Phil.
Sorry.
Grab Liz, go to the Winchester, have a nice cold pint, and wait for all this to blow over.
How's that for a slice of fried gold?
Yeah, boy!
It is vital that you stay in your homes, make no attempt to reach loved ones, and avoid all physical contact with the assailants.
You believe everything you hear on TV?
Yeah, I can see it, I can see it. It's just outside.
Any zombies out there?
Don't say that.
What?
That. What? That. The dead word. Don't say it. Why not? Because it's ridiculous. All right.
Are there any out there, though?
Can't see any. Maybe it's not as bad as all that. Oh, no, there they are.
Okay, let's do this, yeah?
I gotta do a wee first.
Can I drive?
What?
I've always wanted to drive Pete's car. I might not get another chance.
Okay.
Listen, we're going to borrow your car, okay? We'll bring it back, and if you're feeling better later, we're going to the pub, so you're more than welcome to join us.
Pete would be so pissed off if he knew I was driving his car, eh?
Don't think so.
Since we're lucky.
Cocky. Get lost.
Extremist religious groups in portraying the phenomenon a sign of a coming apocalypse, although Downing Street is refusing to be drawn into a religious debate. Once again, the bodies of the recently deceased are returning to life and attacking the living. There is no indication as to how or indeed why.
What are you doing? What? Stand for you!
I think we hit something.
Or someone.
Ow! Are you all right?
Come on, let's just go.
Hello?
He's going to be dead either way.
Ed, that's not the point.
Oh, thank God for that.
You didn't tell me Barbara had a Jag.
Oh, I've always wanted to drive one of those. Yeah, well, it's Phillips, okay, and he won't let anybody near it. Honestly, I put half a Mars bar in the glove box once and he chased him around the garden with a bit of wood.
Fuck, it's gorgeous. Okay, well, it seems pretty clear we should go.
Why don't I stay here?
What?
Yeah. Look after the car, any problems? A whole 3 times.
Okay.
Don't forget to kill
Phillips! What?
Hello, Pickle.
Hi, Mum.
Oh, you've got red on you.
Yeah. Look, Mum, is everything okay? Are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine.
Where's Phillips?
Dad's in the lounge.
He's not my dad.
Oh, sure. Really?
Sorry. Mum, look, I've got Ed outside. We're going to take you somewhere safe.
But we have to wait for the doctor.
Mum, I don't think the doctor's going to come.
I don't think Philip's going to want to leave the house,
Mum,
darling.
Mum, Philip isn't... Put the kettle on and I'll deal with Philip.
Okay.
Okay.
You hungry?
Yeah. No, not really.
I'll make some sandwiches.
Okay.
No fighting, you two.
Sorry, Philip.
Why? What have you done now?
Nothing.
What have you got there? Flowers, I hope.
No. Cricket.
Oh, is that for the jumble, Sean?
No. Yes.
There's a box of your toys upstairs. I was going to give them to the jumble.
I took them all to the tip, Barbara.
Oh, what? Sean wants to take us somewhere.
Don't be silly. I'm not going anywhere.
Well, maybe you should stay here. You know, wait for the doctor and I'll take Mum.
But you said the doctor wasn't coming.
You didn't call the doctor, did you?
Well, I thought we ought to be on the safe side.
I'm quite all right, Barbara. I ran it under a cold tap.
I really think...
We had our jabs when we went to the Isle of Wight.
But Phil...
It's a lot of overblown nonsense. A lot of drug nuts running wild.
Still, I should get Mum away, you know, just in case they come back.
I'm not going anywhere without Philip.
Mum, look! How about that tea?
Oh. How much do you love Philip?
Two sugars, is it?
I haven't had sugar in my tea since 1982.
Oh, yes. Will you cut me some bread, love?
Mum, look, how much do you love Philip?
Oh, Sean, do we have to go through all that again?
Mum, look, what would you say if I told you that over the years, Philip's been quite unkind to me?
Well, you weren't always the easiest person to live with.
Mum, he chased me around the garden with a bit of wood.
Well, you did call him a you-know-what.
Oh, what, did he tell you that?
Yes, he did.
Motherfucker.
Sean.
Sorry, Mother. Mum. Look, Mum. Did you know that on several occasions he touched me? That wasn't true. Made it up. Shouldn't have done. Sorry. Mum, you don't understand.
No, it's you that doesn't understand. Philip is my husband and has been for the last 17 years. I know you haven't always seen eye to eye, but I would at least expect you to respect my feelings. You must be more adult about these things.
Yeah. Come on, Sean. There comes a time when you just gotta be a man.
Hello, Edward.
Hi, Barbara.
My, how you've grown.
Yeah, you better believe it.
What happened? Where's he coming? Wasn't as easy as all that.
So we're following you, are we?
No, it's probably best if we... Where's the car?
I craned it.
You were parked?
Yeah. I guess we'll have to take the Jag. Philip!
Look out!
All right!
Philip, give me the car keys.
You're not driving that car.
Philip! Give me the car keys. Get Mum in the car.
I'm on it.
Oh, no, don't worry about me. Worry about your mother. Ed, maybe I should drive.
Oh, man. I just did the seat now.
All right, we'll just, you know, be...
Careful! Mum, listen, this isn't going to take a second, all right? Philip, have you still got the child locks on?
Safety first, Sean.
Oh. You can't...
Hey there, what's the lever?
Listen, okay, keep moving. If there's any problems...
Yeah, I'll do the honks.
Thank you.
Hey, can you let me in, please?
What are you doing?
I've come to get you.
Sorry, what are you doing?
I've come to take you somewhere safe.
We were perfectly safe before you arrived.
You don't know that.
Well, there was two of them out there a minute ago. How many are there now? Lots!
Believe me, it only takes one of them to know you're in here. Listen, I tried calling, I really did, but I couldn't get through. I had to come up with a plan.
Oh, you had a plan.
Look, I don't care what the telly says, all right? We have to get out of here. If we don't, they'll come up here and they'll tear us to pieces. And that is really going to exacerbate things for all of us.
Sean.
Look, Liz, this is not about you and me, all right? This is about survival. We need to be somewhere more secure, somewhere on the ground, somewhere we can stay alive.
We're with you, Sean. What? We're with you?
I'm not going out there.
I don't want to be torn to pieces, and I'm sure if you really think about it, neither do you.
I'm not going if Lizzie's not going.
Of course you're going.
Well, I'm not staying here by myself.
You're going, aren't you, Liz?
Lizzie?
Yes?
All right, Flash, what do you have in mind?
Great, okay. I've got a car outside, but it's going to be a bit cramped now, so has anyone got transport?
Yes.
Great, where?
Oh, no. Well, I thought it was...
David.
I don't see the point of owning a car in London.
Look, okay, just get any blunt objects together, all right? If you get cornered, bash them in the head. That seems to work out. Keep together, stay sharp, and follow me.
So what? What's the plan then?
We're going to the Winchester. Okay, let's go. Okay, apologies for the cramped conditions, everybody. Okay, Dyke, can you stay on David's lap?
Mm-hmm.
Philip, hang in there, okay?
Yeah.
Ed, get there fast, yeah?
Yeah.
And, Mum, this is Liz. Liz, Mum.
Hello.
I know, Ed, be careful.
Your dad what?
He's not my dad.
Leave it.
I know, Ed, just be careful.
Well, you want us to get there fast.
I want to get out of peace, okay? And why are we going this way?
Chill out!
It's a shortcut!
But now we're going straight to the Winchester!
Sure.
Look, I know, Liz, please!
I still don't actually understand why we are going to the Winchester.
Because it's a pub, it's safe, it's secure.
They know us there.
What makes it so secure?
Because it's got big heavy doors and deadbolts. You've been to a lock-in.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a rifle above the bar.
With pink, that's deactivated.
Surely.
It's not, I'm telling you. John's connected, Big Al says so.
Yeah, well, Big Al also says dogs can't look up.
They can't.
Oh, can't they? No, they can't.
Of course they can.
Are you sure?
Yes, look, the pub is the right place to go, okay? Everything is going to be fine, I promise.
Sure.
I turned it off, all right?
It's not easy.
What?
Being a father is not easy.
What?
You were 12 when I met you. Already grown up so much. I just wanted you to be strong and not give up because you lost your dad.
Philip, you don't have to explain. Huh?
No, I do. I always loved you, Sean. And I always thought you had it in you to do well. You just need motivation, somebody to look up to, and I thought it could be me. Just take care of your mum. There's a good boy.
Ed, can you pull over?
Just...
Please pull over.
Four.
Ed, just pull over!
Mama. Christ, what the hell do you think you're doing?
Chill out, everyone's alright.
Stop killing me, just chill out! And no, for your information, everybody is not alright.
What's wrong?
Mum, it's Philip. He's gone.
Where's he gone?
Mum, he's dead.
No, he isn't.
Get us! Oh, Jesus!
Oh,
we've got to keep moving.
Well, how am I going to pick up the car?
We haven't got time.
What about the blunt object?
Do you want to get him?
Sure, we can't just leave your dad.
It's not my dad.
Oh, sure.
Mum, he was, but he's not anymore.
I really think...
Don't listen to me, Mum, listen. That's not even your husband in there. Okay? I know it looks like him, but there is nothing of the man you loved in that car now. Nothing. Let's go, shall we? You're not seriously suggesting we walk?
Everybody okay back there?
Oh, yeah. It's been a whale of a time.
You must know what we're doing. Take a look at her.
Do you have any idea where we're actually going?
David, come on.
Sorry.
Do you then?
Yeah, totally, totally.
But we close.
We're pretty close.
Is your mum going to be okay?
Yeah, I hope so. Do you want to just get in contact with your friends?
They're in Antigua.
Do you think there's something there?
I hope not.
Listen, Miss, about last night. You know, I know those things were said, but...
Sean, you said this wasn't about you and me.
No, no, it's not, but I just...
You said it was about survival.
Yeah, it is, but what I'm saying is...
You don't think I was just a prude for me, are you?
No, of course not. I just think...
Because remember, everything I said last night, nothing's changed. Maybe this is the best time to talk about it.
Okay.
Sean.
You're fine.
How's it going?
Surviving.
Hey, Liz. Long time no see. Hey, Ron. This is my boyfriend, Declan. Mm-hmm. My friends, Mark, Maggie. My mum. And my cousin, Tom.
What?
This is Sean and his girlfriend, Liz.
They're split up, actually.
Oh, really? Yeah. That's a shame. Well, we should scoot. You got somewhere you're going?
Yeah, we're going to the Winchester.
The pub?
Yeah.
Right, well...
What did I say? The Winchester's just over there.
Over where?
Over there.
Just over there, over the 20 garden fences.
What's the matter, David? I'm taking a shortcut before.
Derek live round here.
Now, the Winchester is just over that fence, all right? So, everyone stay where they are. Hang on, are we all here?
One, two, three, four, five, yes.
There's six of us.
Oh.
Mom! Mum, are you okay? Are you okay?
I don't think Jill and Derek do live here. Sean? You all right?
Any time.
Did all right?
Didn't want to cramp your style.
Why?
I'm so sorry about that.
Right. Okay, everyone just stay where they are. I'm going to check if the coast is clear.
Is it clear?
No.
How many?
Lots.
That is just great.
You are a perfume, isn't it?
I trust Sean has another genius scheme up his sleeve.
This is hardly constructive, David.
No, Lizzie, this is a waste of time. We should have stayed at the flat.
Yeah, why didn't you?
Because of Captain Wow.
Will you stop it? Yes, we're not going to get anywhere by moaning. Right, that's all. Straight out, nice and limber. Or not. Now, take another look at the way he moves. Remember, very limp. Almost like walking. Look at the face. Vacant, with a hint of sadness. That trunk, lost to that. Okay, let's try, shall we? Liz. Nice, good vocal work. Okay. Robert.
Sorry, dear, I was miles away.
Duff? Come on. Okay, it's mournful, sorrowful, you definitely hate it. Go. Much better. Ed.
I do it on the night.
This is the night.
What is that?
What about yours?
Eh?
He died and made you fucking king of the zombies.
Oh.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Okay. Right. Let's all try it together, shall we? One, two, three.
Yeah.
We come in all the time.
They can hear you.
We do the quiz.
They know.
Stay in character, that.
I can't see them.
Sean, we have to get inside.
Break the window. Don't be stupid, we'll be totally exposed.
We are totally exposed. Break the window.
Is there another way in?
Well, yeah, then.
2 seconds.
Hey, Noodle.
You all right, mate?
Yeah, man, I can't really talk now.
Did you get anything yet?
I've got nothing.
Really?
No, I'm right in the middle of something. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Oi! What are you doing?
What am I doing? What are you doing, you stupid moron?
Fuck off.
You fuck off! Fucking off!
Sure.
I spent an entire life... Look at me. I've spent my entire life sticking my neck out for you, and all you ever do is fuck things up. Fuck things up and make me look stupid. Well, I'm not going to let you do it anymore. Not today!
Sean.
Oh.
You were saying about another way in?
Yes, there you go. No! Get inside! Don't follow us! What? Don't follow us! Just keep on there. We have to do something.
We need to do something.
Hello, hello, over here, over here, over here! Come on, that's it! Yeah, come on, come on, come on! That's it, over here! Whoa, 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 over here! Yeah, come on! Oh, God! Okay, wait, guys, go and then get inside!
Well, where?
I won't be long, I promise. Come on, you crazy motherfuckers! Come on, let's go! Come on, this way, this way, that's it, son! Come on, this way, follow me! Come on, follow me! Come on! Don't forget it! It's a running buffet! All you can eat!
Are we going then?
Come on, Arthur, leave those magic there for me!
Gone a good 20 minutes.
17.
Either way, we need to think about blocking up this window here. Totally exposed.
Sean, get back in.
I'm sure you'll knock. Not the For goodness sake, let's get some lights on.
David, wait!
Power's off.
That's a good thing. We don't want to advertise our whereabouts more than we already have.
No, of course not.
Do what we, David.
No, of course not, Lizzie. I'm just being proactive. There's no lights. There's no power. Where are the owners? And there's that bloody great hole in the window.
You did that, you twat.
Well, somebody had to do something. I don't know if you noticed back there, but we were in a spot of bother. Somebody has to take control of this situation, and if none of you are prepared to accept that responsibility, then perhaps I should.
Will Sean be gone long? He'll be back soon.
How can you know that?
Don't think he'd leave us, Dad.
Wouldn't he? Lizzie, how can you put your faith in a man you spectacularly binned for being unreliable? A man whose idea of a romantic night spot and an impenetrable fortress are the same thing. This is a pub. We are in a pub. What are we going to do?
I'll get around him.
Look, let's just keep quiet and wait for Sean. We can barricade the window when he gets back.
What then? How long? Days? Weeks? Months? What? What about food? What are we going to eat?
Toasted.
There's a gravel out back.
Oh, great then. Saved by nibbles. That must be why Sean took us here, before he buggered off.
He's coming back.
Why? Because he promised. And even if he does, do you think his master plan is going to extend to anything more than sitting and eating peanuts in the dark? What, is he just going to stroll in and suddenly everything's going to be okay?
I don't know, David! I don't know any more than you do, but what I do know is that we're here now and we have to make the best of it. Let's get me a double vodka.
There you are.
I think I'll have a drink too, actually. Make a drink, Barbara. Hello.
Right, great, fuck it, that's what we'll do. That's what we'll do. We'll all have a party, how about that? We'll all get completely smashed. Oh, look, we've got our nibbles. We've got our mini cheddars.
Is it?
Twiglets. Oh, look, hog lumps.
Pickles.
Hello, Mum. All right? Everybody okay?
Yeah.
Any sign of John and Bernie?
We haven't seen them.
Check upstairs?
I think it's locked.
What's the phone situation?
Dad, it's in the car.
Okay.
It's nice of you to join us.
Yeah, well, I promised, didn't I?
How did you lose them?
I just gave them the slip. Wasn't difficult. They're not all that.
Well, how did you get in?
There is a back door, David. I tried to tell you before you went and smashed the window.
Well, I wasn't the one who was blowing our cover by having a tiff with my boyfriend.
He's not my boyfriend. Might be a bit warm, the cooler's off. Thanks, babe.
So, what's the plan then?
Would anyone like a peanut? Why don't you do your Clyde?
Has anyone seen Every Which Way But Loose? Ed does the most amazing impression of the orangutan.
It is, come on. Do it.
No.
He's brilliant, come on.
No.
Do it, well, come on.
He's built it up too much. I feel
uncomfortable.
Come on.
Just
do it.
Yeah,
see?
Everyone
see
it.
Do it with a laugh.
Do it. Not a performing monkey.
Hold on. It's not, I tried it earlier.
No, but the streetlights have come on. It means the grid isn't out. It's the fuses. I'll just flip them back on. We can watch television.
What about the lights?
Yes. We don't want to advertise our whereabouts more than we already have.
The lights operate on a separate circuit. I'll just flip the mains breakers.
It's quite simple, David.
Go
not.
We might have a bit of a problem.
What do you mean?
They followed me.
I thought you said you gave them a slip.
Yeah.
Tell you, Big Al was right. Okay. But dogs can look up. Okay, has anyone fired a gun before?
Oh, yeah.
Apart from Ed.
I'm a pass.
Apart from David and Ed.
Sorry, what was Ed's experience?
He shot his sister in the leg with an air rifle.
I think you should do it.
I think we should all do it.
Who can five people operate one gun?
None of us have any real experience, okay? Now, we've only got 29 bullets.
Call them shells.
We've only got 29 shells. We really need to work together on this. I need someone to help me reload, everyone else to look out. I will fire. As Bertrand Russell once said, the only thing that will redeem mankind is cooperation. I think we can all appreciate the relevance of that now.
What's that on the back of a beer mat?
Yeah, it was Guinness Extra Cold.
I won't say anything.
Thanks.
They definitely want to come in.
Get my man away.
David, Diane, let's go. Ed, give me some shells.
Barbara? Oh, hello. Would you like to come with me? That would be lovely. Nice to meet you, family. Sean's always talking about you.
Really?
Yes. Barbara? You're right. I've got something for you. Sean's father gave me this. Sean's real father, I mean. I'd like you to have it.
Barbara, Sean and I have...
It seems only right. I didn't want to say anything. I thought Sean would be worried.
Miss!
Yeah, that's a middle stage.
Oh, car
care. Over there!
Over where? 3 o'clock.
Oh, over there again. 4 to 12.
What? 11:45. Keep it simple! Okay. Reload.
I'm on it.
Okay, David, Diane, let's block up this window.
Take over for a sec.
What is it? What's wrong?
Sean, I'm so sorry.
Mum, what's wrong?
I didn't want to be a bother.
Mum, I don't understand.
The man in his pajamas. I didn't want to say anything. I thought you'd be upset.
No! Mum! Take over a sec. What's going on? What's up? What's wrong?
Barbara's hurt.
Mom.
Take over
for
a minute.
Jesus.
I know first aid.
Hang on.
Oh.
Sean.
Sure.
Just hold on, Mum. You're going to be fine.
I never thanked you.
For what?
Elise. Too wonderful. Mum. It's been a funny sort of day, hasn't it?
Oh, no, 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 no. Mum, come on. Don't stop it. Oh, Mum, please, don't go. What are you doing?
We have to deal with her?
Dad, for Christ's sake.
She's going to come back?
She's not going anywhere.
Well, she'll change.
She's my mum.
She's a zombie.
Don't say that!
Move aside. I'm going to count to three. One, two, three!
Don't point that gun at my mum!
Sean, calm down!
Don't point that gun at Barbara!
It does exacerbate things!
What does that mean?
It isn't exactly fair!
Yeah. It's okay.
Please, can we just stop and think about this?
Tell him to put the gun down!
Look, Lizzie, she's going to change. You know I'm right. And when she does, she'll come back and she'll kill all of us. That's what your ex can't seem to realise.
That's what this is about, isn't it? It's just he doesn't like me. He's always hated me and now he wants to shoot my mum.
She's not.
You never thought I deserved her, that I was good enough.
What are you talking about?
Oh, come on. We all know you're in love with Liz.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
That is not true.
Yes, it is.
What?
I know you only hung out with me at college to get close to Liz, and when she knocked you back, I was there to pick up the pieces. I've come to terms with that fact. Why can't you?
Lizzie, I want you to know that my feelings for you have always been essentially...
David, please, there's slightly more pressing matters at hand here.
Get out of the fact that Daphs is pointing a gun at my mum.
I'm not the one who's being unreasonable, Pico.
For Christ's sake, she's not dead. She's finished.
For a hero, you're quite a hypocrite.
You're the one that's gone from being a chartered accountant to Charlton Heston.
I'm not a chartered accountant.
Well, you look like one.
Yeah. I'm a lecturer.
You're a twat.
Yeah.
She's not your mum anymore. In a minute, she'll be just another zombie.
Don't say that.
We're not using the same word.
Please, can we just calm the fuck down? Now, I can see what David is trying to say.
Thank you, Lizzie.
Even if he is being a twat. Sean. Sean, look at me. I can't begin to imagine how hard this must be for you. But we can't afford to fall apart. Sean. Babe. I know you don't want to hear this.
Thank you. You do it.
I'm sorry, Mom.
We're all agreed. You did the right thing there.
Hey, no! David!
Right. I'm leaving.
What?
Not staying here.
David, don't. It's suicide.
But you should go.
We will. We can run. We can defend ourselves.
What do you mean, we?
What do you mean, what do I mean, we?
Opening that door now would be a very, very silly thing to do.
So you can stay here with him?
Sean,
after everything he's got to attend to.
Finish! Sean didn't ask you to come here. You came for the same reason that I did, because you didn't know what else to do. Now get away from that door this instant!
But
David!
I'm so sorry, Diane.
Maybe I'm not the one you should be apologizing to.
Sean.
Thank you.
isn't it? We're trapped. Hey, let's go to the Winchester. Whose fucking idea was that? Man, I've really balled this up.
No, you haven't.
Oh, I have, Liz. I couldn't save us. You know, I couldn't save Di or David. I couldn't even save my mum. I'm useless.
You shouldn't feel so responsible. You tried. You did something. That's what counts.
Yeah, I suppose.
Can I get through?
Yeah.
How many shells have we got left?
Two. I suppose we could, you know, take a few of them out if they stand in a line.
I'm thinking about them.
I know. What about Ed? There's only two shells.
I might be eaten.
How are we going to do this?
I don't know. One of us has to go first.
Maybe one should do the other and then do themselves.
Oh, maybe you should do me. I'll only muck it up if I have to do myself.
Do you know, I don't think I've got it in me to shoot my flatmate, my mum and my girlfriend all in the same evening.
What makes you think I've taken you back?
You don't want to die single, do you?
Actually, I would like to be shot.
Signs have changed. I haven't had a fag since yesterday.
He hasn't.
Maybe we should have one now. I left them in my flat.
Yeah, in the bin.
I was desperate.
Sneaky monkey.
Sorry.
What's that?
Just stay here.
Yeah, but we can get out.
I figured you should make a go of it.
What are you talking about?
I only hold you back.
Yeah, but... Maybe you should have this.
So you want it?
No. Can't eat anything with it anyway, I'm rubbish. Ed, I'm sorry.
What for?
You know, I was shouting at you earlier on.
It's all right. I'm sorry too.
It's okay.
I'm sorry, Sean.
Oh, God! That's not funny.
Stop doing it when you stop laughing.
I'm not laughing.
How you doing?
Surviving.
They're taking us somewhere safe. I thought you two might want to tag along. It's just the two of you. Well, glad somebody made it. Come on.
We'll hear the story of 10-year-old Enrique Ramirez, who fought off the reanimated corpses of his entire family. It's all coming right up on Zombies from Hell.
6 months on, and to many, the events of Z-Day must seem like a bad dream. And as we now know, the phenomenon resulted from the use of highly...
Not something I've expected as a newscaster to ever have to say on air. Removing the head or destroying the brain. Incredible.
Get excited now to have a top band with us talking about their work for the charity Zombaid, called...
The fact that the mobile deceased retained their primal instincts makes them ideal recruitment for the service industry, as well as proving themselves useful in other roles, such as...
He can't quite get it! No, he's fallen! He's down! He's down!
I don't see nothing wrong with it, but I know that some people would see something wrong with it. But he's my husband, you know. I still love him. I've still got the ring on my finger, Tricia.
You go to bed with it?
Official claims that the virus was caused by rage-infected monkeys have now been dismissed as bull.
Hello.
What's the plan then?
Right, a cup of tea. Then we'll get the Sundays. I done a Phoenix Bow roast. They chat in the pub for a bit. Then wander home, watch a bit of telly, go to bed.
Perfect.
I'll get the kettle on.
Can I have 2 sugars, please?
Ooh, adventurous.
Actually, I might pop into the garden for a bit.
Go on then.
2 seconds.
Player 2 has entered the game.
Love's an illusion, love's a dream. Love's an illusion, love's a dream. Go!